So a recession will shift the demand for loanable funds curve to the left from D1 to D2. Now, when we shift the demand curve to the left, we move to a new equilibrium point. Just as a decline in demand for a good decreases its price, the decline in the demand for loanable funds should decrease the price of loanable funds or the interest rate. Looking at our graph, you can observe the decline in the interest rate. The equilibrium interest rate falls from 12% to 9%. You also know from your study of demand and supply that a decrease in demand for a good also decreases the equilibrium quantity of a good. This is exactly what happens in the loanable funds market. The decrease in the demand for loanable funds decreases the equilibrium quantity of the amount of loanable funds from $240 million to $220 million. So we conclude that a recession will decrease the interest rate and decrease the equilibrium quantity of loanable funds in the market.